Recent terror alerts are putting a strain on security resources in New York, New Jersey, and in Washington, D.C. Lawmakers and local leaders are already calling for more funds. The Department of Homeland Security spends billions each year, but some say the money is not going to the cities and to the places that need it most. For the remainder of this hour, we're going to be talking about dispensing money to defend the homeland, who gets what, and how are they spending it. In a moment, we'll speak with two members of Congress about the future allocation of security funding. Joining us now in Studio 3A is Chris Logan, Deputy Editor of online publication CQ Homeland Security. Good to have you with us today.
Nice to be here.
How are Homeland Security funds split up?
They're split up in a number of different ways. There's a plethora of grant programs that the Homeland Security Department manages, and they fund everything from, in the case of the Urban Security Grant Program, high-threat urban areas, cities like New York and Los Angeles, all the way down to firefighter-specific grant funds that are targeted at the firefighting community.
So these can go to states, to cities, to counties, to specific agencies like the New York City Fire Department?
In most cases, they go through the states, and the states have a requirement to pass on some of that, about 80% of that money, down to the local level.
And how is it divided up in terms of, well, let me put it this way. I read a complaint yesterday, I think, from some officials in the city of New York saying that New York State per capita is 49th on the list of the amount of money they get per capita in Homeland Security funds. And they say, given the fact that New York is a prime target, this is not necessarily the greatest allocation.
I haven't seen that 49 statistic, but it doesn't surprise me. The grant programs right now are established, they're distributed based on a formula in which each state receives a certain amount of money, a base amount, and then additional money is distributed based on population, based on threat, and other criteria. So that base population grant, when it's aggregated over the 50 states and six territories, that takes up a big chunk of the available funding.
Inevitably, with any federal program, you hear some stories of that things may have been misspent, anti-terror money spent on items like leather jackets and gym equipment for first responders. Who keeps track of this money and how it's spent?
Well, that's a good question. The states are supposed to do that. And another criticism of the grant programs is that the money moves very, very slowly. And part of the reason for that is that there are processes in place, checks and balances, where state governments are supposed to be watching what the locals are doing and the federal government is supposed to be watching what the states are doing. There are new criteria that are in place now where the states won't get money until they put forth Homeland Security plans to the department so that they can tell the department exactly what the money is going to be spent on.
Okay, Chris, stay with us. We'd like to ask listeners, are you concerned about how Homeland Security money is being spent where you live? Do you think your area gets enough, too much, or too little? Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email totn@npr.org. And here with us in Studio 3 also, Congressman Jim Turner of Texas, the ranking Democrat on the House Select Committee on Homeland Security. And it's very good of you to be with us today, sir.
Thank you, Neil. Good to be with you.
Is it fair for states with large rural populations to receive the same allocation of funds as, say, New York or California?
No, it's not right, and we are trying to change that in the House. We have legislation that's been reported out of our Homeland Security Committee, as well as has been reviewed by several other committees. It's now ready to go to the floor. What we tried to do is to get away from this system that you heard Chris describe, which basically passes out money based on population formulas. It's got certain minimums, so certain states will be guaranteed certain amounts. There's no logic to passing out Homeland Security money that way. It's very wasteful, and it certainly doesn't target the real threats and vulnerabilities that we should be taking care of in this country. It's almost as if the Congress decided to have a multitude of grant programs and just to pass it out there and let the states then turn around and pass it to the local governments. We really don't even know what it is we're trying to build to protect this country. And so in our legislation, what we propose is that we define what the essential capabilities need to be all around this country based upon the individual threats and vulnerabilities that we have in different places in this country.
9/11 Commission in its report said the biggest threats are New York and Washington, and maybe they ought to get the lion's share of the money.
Oh, there's no question that that is the case. But we don't have any way of even measuring what kind of capabilities we are building around our country. We're passing out money, but there's no accountability for what the money is spent on. As Chris said, the states do have some plans that they submit to the Department of Homeland Security, and there's some general review of that. Mm-hmm. But what we've got to get down to is the point where we recognize that what we're trying to address is the threats that we know about and the vulnerabilities that we know we have, and we're trying to harden those targets in such a way that we can be sure that we're spending the money wisely.
Mm-hmm. This would mean less money for your district.
It may very well. I think, frankly, we need to be spending much more in making this country secure. We still have serious security gaps in aviation, in port security, in chemical plant security, and I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. And so if the Congress really decides that we need to move forward and close some of these security gaps, which I think we must, then I doubt any community or any state will actually lose money. But the problem is we're just not passing out the money in a logical way, and there's no accountability for what we're accomplishing with that money.
Joining us now is Clay Shaw, a Republican congressional representative from the state of Florida. He's with us on phone from Cashiers, North Carolina, and thank you for your time today.
Oh, glad to be with you.
And I know you've had a chance to be listening for at least the last couple of minutes. Do you agree with Congressman Turner?
Well, I agree in the structure that he's referring to, and you know, I don't have to disagree with him just because I'm a Republican, because I think the Democrats certainly have some good ideas with regard to Homeland Security, which should not be a partisan issue at all. One of the problems I would point out that has to be addressed is that we can't turn our back and on many of the areas, but I think an assessment of vulnerabilities is absolutely necessary.
That seems to having it both ways.
Well, it is both ways because if we just pile the money into just your most high-profile vulnerabilities and ignore the rural areas, and most of this would apply to Jim's district, then those would become the targets. They would be easy targets. But we do have to concentrate, and we do need to make an assessment as to what the vulnerabilities are. I know in the urban area security money that was sent down and the way that the country is set up into some 80 urban areas, there's been some outrageous expenditure by the cities and counties that have the jurisdictions to make the decision for the rest of their area. I can give you one example where the city of Miami and Miami-Dade County are to decide where the money's going to go, which go to Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe County, as well as Miami-Dade. And they have just taken just about all of the money and have shared none of it with Palm Beach County or Monroe County, and only 10% of it where Broward County is, which has Port Everglades, which is the number one security risk in the state of Florida.
Would that benefit from this prioritization of vulnerabilities?
Well, I think we need this is a whole new area, and it's well within the jurisdiction of Congressman Turner's committee to study and see how these monies are being distributed. Even though it's primarily the Appropriations Committee and would fall jointly in his and the Appropriations jurisdiction.
We're speaking.
But we need to study it and see exactly how this money is being spent. Is it buying, like in the case of Miami, buying helicopters for the police department? I don't think that's what that was meant for. I think it was meant for something that is more tangible and directly affects terrorism, such as hardening airports, hardening the seaports. These are important things, and Congressman Turner made reference to that just a few minutes ago.
This is Clay Shaw, a congressman from the 22nd District of Florida. Also with us, Congressman Jim Turner, Democrat of Texas, and Chris Logan from Congressional Quarterly. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a caller on the line. Jerry's with us from Pittsboro, North Carolina.
Hi. I was just listening to the discussion of hardening targets. And there's a particular target that is in the area where I live, which is a major storage area for nuclear waste. I really think the task is decreasing the number of desperate people in the world by better foreign policy. But while we wait for our leadership to get that message, we have a very dangerous situation with high-level nuclear waste storage outside of the most hardened part of nuclear power plants.
So
my question is, how do we appropriate the $8 billion or so that it would take to do, what is it called? It's air-cooled storage. It doesn't rely on having high density in water, where if a pump stops because of any kind of accident or attack, then the whole thing can go up and spread contamination across a vast part of the country.
All right, Jerry,
times the amount that took place with Chernobyl.
Yes, let's get a response, Congressman Turner.
Well, Jerry points out a problem that we need to address. The Department of Homeland Security has the responsibility of developing a national assessment of threat and vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
They should have on their list today the site that Jerry mentioned. They should be able to make an evaluation as to what priority that target is in terms of funding for protecting that site, and it should be based upon what we know about the threats. Obviously, Al-Qaeda, we know, would like to use a nuclear weapon or a dirty bomb. That site would seem to be a place where that material could be obtained. So that is a very essential step, and in order to ever spend our hard-earned tax dollars wisely, we've got to be in a position where we know what the threats and vulnerabilities are. We've got to prioritize them, and then we've got to fund the capabilities that we need to protect this country.
Why wasn't this list of priorities before we spent the money?
Well, unfortunately, the Congress early on never came to grips with the issues we're talking about. Unfortunately, we now have a bipartisan bill that hopefully will go to the floor of the House when we reconvene. That I have sponsored along with the chairman of our committee, Chris Cox, and a host of other members.
From California, yeah.
And it is a bipartisan bill. And as Clay said, Homeland Security is not a partisan issue. And if we're going to spend these dollars wisely, we need to take this new approach, because sending money out there at random, giving it to states without any accountability, without knowing what it is we're really trying to accomplish, and then having some way of measuring whether or not we have accomplished it, that is the real challenge, and that's what our bill tries to address.
Well, let's get another caller on the line. Kurt is with us from Portland, Oregon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a police officer, and I think I have been most upset to see the funding of Homeland Security because of the lack of control. There has been no accountability. We have used our Homeland Security grant money as a slush fund. We have used it to combat prostitution, run prostitution missions, patrol homeless camps, you know, roust out the homeless. It isn't being used for Homeland Security. And it upsets me that there is no accountability. It's just a slush fund.
Congressman Shaw?
Well, I'd say Kurt, I was a mayor of Fort Lauderdale before I went to Congress, and I was a judge and a prosecutor also, so I know a little bit about what he speaks, and that is the danger, and I think that is what happens when you don't have accountability. We need to go back and assess how these monies were being spent, and I'm sure that Mr. Cox and Mr. Turner's committee will be doing precisely that, and to see if something as outrageous as what this man was talking about, what Kurt is talking about, that it certainly should be addressed by the committees.
Kurt, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And before we leave, Chris Logan, is any of this accountability and the bill, is that likely to pass, do you think?
I think so. I think there's definitely momentum. I think people understand out, certainly the members of Congress are beginning to understand the issues that we've just been talking about. The legislation that Congressman Turner was talking about has momentum. I think that's going to see some action. There's similar legislation in the Senate that doesn't seem to be moving as quickly, but once the House acts, I think the Senate will come along. So I think we may see something.
It's an election year. Do you think we can get it out before the election?
I think that's the idea.
All right.
Well, I think it's important people to realize that the Senate has two speeds, slow and stop.
We don't have any senators with us to rebut you, sir.
I know. That's why I'm picking on them.
Congressman Shaw, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Clay Shaw is a Republican from the 22nd District of Florida. We'd also like to thank Congressman Jim Turner, Democrat of Texas, ranking member on the House Select Committee for Homeland Security. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Neil.
Chris Logan, Deputy Security Homeland, Congressional Quarterly. I've gotten confused with your title there, but thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.